Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter. Hello.
Hello on this Monday. It's raining over here in Toronto. How about you?
I would do a rain dance right now. I'd be so happy. It's already the air conditioning's on because it's like 85 degrees.
Are you humid, though? Because that's where your rain is. It's in the air.
Yeah, no humid today. But that's okay. The sun is beautiful.
The sun is beautiful. Well, today is a fun, interesting, and very, I would say, foundational show that we, like our topic that we've chosen for today is absolutely foundational because it's all about communication.
Yay! It's so true. It's the most important.
It is the, and right now my cat is communicating to me that she wants out regardless of the rain. So she goes, isn't that interesting? She doesn't even speak. She doesn't need words, yet she can communicate these things just by action, which is what we're going to be talking about for this whole thing. It's all the different ways of communication, how it can break down, how we all do it differently, mm-hmm. and how it's happened over like the centuries and centuries of lifetime, actually. I was thinking about this, is that if I was to break down what communication is, and I kind of thought, well, it's a connection. It really, like, if you and mm-hmm. I are communicating, that's a connection that we have, right? And whether it's with spirit or species, like cats, yourself or others, it has to stay clear so that we can have that positive experience, because we both know what happens when it's not clear and there's a breakdown mm-hmm. or a little blip in the communication. Mm-hmm. Which I think,
and it makes a ton of
sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, carry on.
I'm sorry. I was gonna say, it makes a ton. I think I know what you're gonna say, but I'm gonna let you say it. Is that we can talk about even. I know you and I have been saying how communication has been kind of flip floppy lately, and I do think it happens with the cycles of the moon and the mm-hmm. Cycles of just people in general. Because as you know, you were gonna say something about what it does.
Oh, it creates assumptions. And was that, did you say, a lot of times when, and we'll probably get into this throughout the show, but with a lack of communication, you make up assumptions and start telling stories. And it's very, just how important communication is to every aspect. It's, relationships, marriage, family, business, friends, animals, everything. It's like foundation of being.
Right. I love that you asked. That's a neat thing. You know what? I got as far as, yes, we totally make assumptions, but wow, to take it further, you're so right. We make up stories and we start mm-hmm. believing them. And then now we start reacting based on that story. And we don't even know what's true.
And just how many times has that happened to us? Yeah. And I think there's every single listener right now could think of a situation. It could be small or big. But you really start, especially now in this age of information where, we text someone, if they don't text us back right away, which is insane when you think about it, that you're like, oh, what's happened? Have I done something? Did I say something bad? Or what happened? Are they okay? When the reality is, like 20 years ago, you might not hear from someone for a couple of days. But now everything's so instant that it's made the whole breakdown in communication and assumptions that much greater, because we have so much information all the time and we're communicating all the time, much more than we ever have before.
More than we ever have before. And which leaves, the more you have, the more room there is for, I'm saying the word, using it loosely, but for error. And what you said about the
mm-hmm,
story.
Absolutely.
And funny enough, when you talk about the assumptions and stories, last week on our show, when we had Erin, our wonderful psychic there, my question was about communication that I was I wasn't sure if I was making up stories or not because it was, I was trying to read my cat. I was trying to communicate with my cat. And I was like, so here are these stories. And we do this on like a minute by minute basis about everything because we do have to you know what? Actually, earlier I was thinking, do you remember the work done by Byron Katie? Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Yeah. No, I don't know too much about the work, but I know a lot of people that have done the work.
Okay, yeah, and basically it's funny because I always, out of all the work is just based on these four questions, and we don't need to go into all four questions, but the very first question of the four questions that changed my life about 10 years ago was, the question is it true? Is it true?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then the second question, of course, I have to say, how do we know it's true? Because you'd be like, oh my gosh, of course it's true. I believe it's true. Meanwhile, it's not. And so that is actually one thing that helps me through all things. So if we use your scenario, we text somebody, we don't hear back from them, we make an assumption, we tell ourselves a story, then we really should stop and say, okay, wait, is that true? Do we know that's true?
Yeah.
Is that really what's going on? And that's really helpful.
Quite often, the stories we make. Oh, sorry. Carry on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no story.
Get all excited. I was just saying, quite often, the story that we're telling or assuming, like, we really can ask ourselves, because you know when you get monkey minds, like, I know when I do. Like, I know when I'm going on a spiral. And I know we've talked a lot about the Ho'oponopono. I do that a lot when I feel I'm getting monkey mind about communication. I feel like, did I say this right? Or did they take it wrong? I didn't mean it that way. And or they just don't respond. And then you just assume, I mean, I'm talking about myself 100% here, but I assume someone's mad if they don't respond, even though I do it constantly. And I was like, if I don't respond immediately because I see a message, and if I don't respond immediately because I'm usually busy doing something else, I will forget to. So I have to remember and have that type of compassion for another person. I'm like, people are at work, people have kids, people have family, people are driving, and they should not be responding right away. It's just amazing, especially for sensitive people. Exactly. It's just, I think we are so inundated with information constantly all the time now. And like I said earlier, much more than ever before, that it makes the breakdown of communication that much, it's just so different now. Like, we have to be extra aware of that we have these extra stresses put on us, and to maybe not let that, it's just communication and typos and all sorts of things. Like, look how many times we can have things go awry in communication now that never existed 15, 20 years ago.
Well, you bring up two really, really, really underlying points there that I want to highlight. The first one being, you specifically turned it on, and then you said, I know what I have to do, and I know when I'm in monkey mind. So the thing is that how does one, sometimes we can be oblivious. A lot of ourselves, that there are other people are just saying they don't know, so they have to, there's a moment, this fulcrum moment that you decide I have to go inward and think, this is me reacting in this way, in this fashion, because of my fears and my sensitivities. And a lot of the times, and I even have a friend, we've gone into great lengths about this, where she and I really am using this word carefully and purposely, is she desperately needs to hear from someone because she needs validation. And I think in communication, validation can be, first of all, it's extremely valuable. We need it because that's what keeps it. You and I had this conversation a couple of days ago, and I said, I could handle anything if I knew what was going on. So there's a validation about whether I need to know what's going on, but then there's a validation of self. So we have to, the monkey mind usually happens when we're looking for validation for ourselves. Did I do something wrong? Did they like what I said? Was the information that I put out there received in the manner in which I intended it to be? Or is it the other way? Like, you know what? I need to know, am I meeting this person at this time? Do they like the project I sent over? Is it complete? Mm-hmm. Like, there's two very different kind of, validation requirements that we're looking for in this. And I have to laugh at the funniest thing, and you know how I love my Bitmojis, right? The little cartoons, the icons, and I'm obsessed with them. When they came out, and you're the one, when you sent them over to me, I have never, ever downloaded an app in my life before. When you recommended that app, I was on it like, oh my gosh, I need to have this. It's Cartoon Lisa. And for me, who does really have a lot of words and I like to use them and say them. It was the most perfect thing because some people, and potentially myself, because I've learned to really watch this, I can overshare. People don't need to know every single thing, but there's a fine line. And I realized that there are multiple ways to communicate and show that validation or approval. Because sometimes somebody will say something to me and I think, wow, that there's actually no words. There's too much words, too many words. And I find that the emotion or the icon or a bitmoji is so perfect because really that's what communication is about, is to express information, emotion, response, you know, to further that, to get to the next step. I think that's what marketing is so cool. They really have to capture that.
But it's really true. I mean, really, essentially, that's what this show is. This is a form of communication. We decided that we wanted to share, and having, you know, a radio show on OHM Times Network made that possible to communicate with others and share. And it just, that's you, the biggest thing, people try to find, you know, in anything, communication, this is an amazing subject because it can go so deep on everything, but it's just, and I love what you said about validation because I often say this to listeners, I often say to Lisa, that Lisa is like the greatest person for me to work with because I get validation. Like I send her a song, she's going to let me know what she feels. And I know she's going to say all this amazing, like she's going to give all these details, like she really listened and it's incredible. And I feel like I personally like need that type of partner. It would be really difficult for me to work with someone and be like, okay. Moving on, like, it's you also find your personal requirements. Like, it's why, you know, we're not friends with everybody, and like, everybody has their own people because we all have different requirements. Wow, that was fast.
That was incredibly fast. I love the surprise of it. Back on communication, assumption, and validation upon return.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OHM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I appear to be muted. How about that? Hello, I'm back.
Hello.
Communication breakdown. I muted it there, and then I'm back. We're back. See how easy that's like,
that's
hey,
amazing.
Did we lose you?
that's amazing. I've been having a lot of stuff like that lately, though.
I was going to say, all the listeners are thinking, did I do something wrong? They've left.
No,
I see the assumption.
You know what's so funny is that lately that's been happening so often. I have one friend in particular, which is so bizarre because he literally just called. And one person in particular that every time we try to communicate with each other, our phones disconnect always, always. And then he'll text me. He's like, I don't think we're supposed to talk. It's like this breakdown. And then we tried to talk on a different format, not our phones, didn't work, like through Skype or something, wasn't working. And then we'll call each other at the same time that it cancels out our calls. Like, it's bizarre why for some reason. And we both pointed it out. We're like, because he's like, he goes, no one else, my phone drops, and we'll both be like, we're in the same spot. And it's just, it's crazy. So it's just interesting that we're talking about communication. And that happened.
And then that happened, the muting. Well, there are so many, and I wonder then, two kind of neat little stories I want to come up with here is I got to go see a live show, Cirque du Soleil, last week with my friends, and something really happened during the show. See, they're up there. They want to communicate with literally hundreds of people, like watching them, listening, participating, but they can't have a conversation. They're not going to come right out and ask this question, that question, and things like that. So there's this one fella who came out, and he had a whistle in his mouth. And he was – we all got it. We all got what he was trying to do. He was dividing the audience, left side, right side, blue team, red team, and we were going to play volleyball. And so just by using this whistle and going, like beeping it as if he was speaking, there were no words. But his actions, his intention, the energy of it, us – very focused and trying to understand and be on that same level, and laughter, of course, lots of laughter. Laughter is the best way to communicate. Well, in my opinion, that was my opinion thing. And so I really sat there and enjoyed a full blown, it had to have been 7 to 10 minutes of this. We played a full game of volleyball, beach volleyball in this whole show with no words and no explanation, but we all got it. It was like, there's not one actual word spoken. And I thought, that's a really...
Well, that may, you know, because we don't have to speak with words. You know, that's so brilliant. Babies don't speak with words. And animals, look how you can communicate with your animal. They don't speak with words. I mean, my animals totally, this morning, they communicate with full trickery. Like, they were trying to convince me that they hadn't eaten breakfast. And I had to talk to their dad. I'm like, have they had breakfast? Because I know they did. Because it was so dramatic. It was like they've never eaten a day in their life. Aww. And they communicate, but their communication is used for manipulation. So
self-urgency here.
You know what's really interesting, though, is you just said this about communication with no words. And I know, I mean, it's so hilarious how much we talk about my mom's book, but it's the greatest book. And you know what? I know she says this in her book, but... our, you know, our higher self and our guides and everything are communicating to us through the sign signals and clues. So that's another sign signals and clues, because it's just communication does not always have to come in the form of words. Isn't that amazing?
Exactly. Oh, my God. I'm so happy you brought that up. Yes, because the self, really, to know thyself. And how do we know ourselves, and how you would say, how do we communicate? Well, guess what? We have those signs. And say, like, wait, there is something clearly trying to be communicated to you about your friend and you not communicating at that time or in that way, or there's something.
And to be aware of it. You know, because sometimes you can be aware of it, and you can, and sometimes, you know, when we do get, I had a situation happen like this the other day, that it was with this person I really wanted to talk to. And we just kept, and it was about something that I thought was important, but every possible way of us communicating was not working. So I decided, instead of trying to fight it, because I'm like, I can keep pushing this, I'm like, maybe this isn't supposed to happen, because then they called me. My phone was at 3%. It was 5 minutes before their office closed. They call me, 3%, and I was looking at my phone because I was waiting for the call. And I missed the call. Like, there's no way, it was in my hand and I missed the call. Then, because my phone died, somehow they couldn't leave a message. And then I call back the office before it closes, and the office is closed and nobody answers. And so what I took away from that, because I could have continued, I'm like, you know what, maybe someone stepped in that this just wasn't supposed to happen, or not supposed to happen at this time. So, because I think sometimes our communication, like, we can get these strong blocks, and sometimes it's to go persevere and sometimes it's to pull back. But I think that's where it comes in, that we really listen to our feelings, because our feelings are communication. That's, you know, our higher self communicating to us. So when we listen to our feeling about it, Like, it's a very deep subject, communication.
well, because communication comes down to something. So we're all here. We want to experience something. And this is a really cool image. I think everybody will get this. I know that we all have our technology. We communicate via radio, via, like we are right now, via text, via all those things. But you know what and we've had Mike Solomon on here, and he communicates via art. But you know what? One thing that I think I'm so happy that it's become a little bit more accepted worldwide is body art and tattoos, because a lot of people who just don't have the words and they don't know how to communicate and they can't even text it or say it. They have a picture, an image, a scene in their minds and their hearts, and they can communicate and share a little bit about themselves. And some people put tattoos. They have a story. Each tattoo has a symbol. And that, of course, makes me think of hieroglyphics.
or hieroglyphics. Oh, wow. Okay, yes.
How do you say that? Is it? Yeah. Is that hieroglyphics or hieroglyphics? Oh, no.
I don't know. We are never right with our communication on how actually English words are supposed to be said is not our strong suit. So I speak my own language anyway.
We leave that to your mom and her book, because she's a writer. But I think that's I was speaking with one of my friends, and I think everybody now knows I am in love with Bitmojis. It's Cartoon Lisa at her finest, which is me. It's my, you know, my avatar. And that they said, you know what, they reminded me that's how the Egyptians, that's how they drew pictures, or they created symbols for each letter of the alphabet, and then they created their language. And that's what little kids do when they're little. You know, they make up their little secret passwords and little songs and little pictures and designs. And it's all based on feelings. It's all based on, I have this feeling. I want to communicate it with you, and I want you to receive it in the way that I'm trying to say it. Because there's so many things, and I'm jumping all over the place, not you, is because what do we do when we can't speak, like, and we can't do those things? I think that's where all these art forms come from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've talked about this before, but, like, a song, that's, like, the old songs and stories. Oh, because we talked about stories. Songs get carried down. There's a reason why we all know, like, little nursery rhymes, anything that's like a catchy little thing that's carried on through generation to generation, that were the story and communicating what went on. And it's the same what you just said about art, because that's telling the history of, you know, again, that all goes through communication. You need stories. You need people to pass down stories so we continue to know what's going on. So that's
I can't believe you just said passed on. Oh, I just see, because you and I are communicating on some other level, clearly.
we communicate on some pretty amazing level. We always text each other.
We really
when
do.
We don't know we're
yeah.
going to. We send the same pictures to each other. It's crazy.
Well, this is I have a great story. I have to share the story. This is one of my favorite stories, and I don't often even remember it, so this is amazing. So I'm not even going to spoil it. So here's the story, and I think I've only told it to you once, so it'll still be exciting. But I had the opportunity to go down to Texas, and this is back in 2000, and I think 8. I could be wrong, but give or take, you know, years ago. And I was like, what am I going to do in Texas? Well, you know, what's going to go on here? So I thought, I want to go down to, you know, the state fair, or this or that, mind you. For some reason, in my mind, I thought it was open all year long, which is not. but I go down there, and I find out that there's something called, is actually a massive museum. It's called the Quilt Museum. A quilt. And I'm thinking, I love sewing. I love quilts.
Oh,
I love patterns. Did not have a clue. Didn't have a clue what the history of quilts were. You know, I just, quilts, okay, I like them. They're pretty. So I go driving to this museum, and it's closed because, ironically, they're having an ice storm in Texas the year that I went. So you can imagine, Texas ice storm. Does not make sense, but that's what happened. And it was closed, but I thought, no, I really want – there's got to be a way. I see one big bus here. It has to be open. Anyways, I keep going around the building, and I find a door. It's clearly not – like, Michelle and I have this – thing that we go in doors that really aren't open, but then we have the best entrance because it's really not where we're supposed to be. I'm now breaking into this museum, but I didn't know I was. I was looking at it like it was a message. It's an open door to this place I want to go. So in I go. I hear voices. I hear people. So course they're open. So I start scooting around, and they're doing this giant tour, like this guided tour. Now, there's lots of children, so I'm assuming school group. And so I just mingle on in, and I'm there, and I'm starting to realize I'm listening to what they're sharing. And they're telling me that quilts are actually stories and messages of whether it's they're being patriotic for the country, or they're doing a family name, like the bloodline, or... Oh, I know, and it was...
I just cannot believe you're telling this story right now. Carry on. I love that story so much.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm not... It's just insane that you're telling that story right now. Sorry, carry on with the story, and then I'll interrupt.
You don't even pass on stories, because then I realized that not only... See, this must be why, too, because I knew I was energetically attracted to quilts all the time, but just because, I mean, they're gorgeous, the work they put in this. Each stitch is an energetic response of something somebody wants to share. It's them pulling together as community or as nationality. I mean, it's everything. There's so many things in these. So I did go along the tour, which is really neat, because in the end of the story, which was kind of fun, is somebody asked me which of the children was mine. And I was like, whoa, none of them. And then this museum's actually closed. It's only open for this. And I said, it's meant to be, because, you know, my intention and my message and my words were, I'm going to find an open door, because I was meant to receive that message to learn about how messages are passed on. And now I have this even bigger love, of course, for quilts, and would like one. I want the cast to have one. I want, you know, and I
it is
would love
so
it.
Weird that...
I want to hear your story, but I know we're going to go to commercial.
No.
Before we go with that, then I know you're going to have a story, but that's what I know you have. I haven't shared this with you, but this just came to me a while ago. I want to say, and we might as well announce to the listeners, I think we should build a Christmas quilt. I think it should be called the Christmas quilt and have all the listeners. I know, right?
I'm blown away. I'm kind of freaking out about this. I have heard this story before, but I did not know you were going to tell this story. I'm a little upset that we're going to commercial in 1 second, but I'll try to get it out quickly. Yesterday, I'm blown away. As I sit here, I always sit and do the radio show sitting on this quilt. The quilt, you know, the quilt that for doing
the
sound bath for the veterans. So I'm sitting on it right now, and it says who made it, and her name was Lori Anderson. She's in Long Beach, quilted by Debbie Miskill Place, Blaine, Washington. So I guess they make it all together. But anyway, that's amazing. So I'm sitting on that right now. Always sit here for the show every single time. But yesterday, I went to go get purple paint for my ballet shoes, because naturally that's really important in my life. And I went to go purple paint, and I was in the quilting section. I am not joking. And I was like, I was looking at all these squares, and I was like, I want to make a quilt. That's cool to make a quilt. That is yesterday, and I did not know you were going to tell the story. So now I want everybody to send us
that.
We've got to make a quilt. Love this idea. I love this idea. That's bizarre. I'm so excited.
When we come back, we are revisiting that quilt conversation, because we are going on commercial too. I won't be able to talk to you until we're back. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Quilting.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love it.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Quilting, we're back.
I'm so excited about that. That's like, it's so weird. This type of stuff happens all the time. Hey, you know what? Speaking of synchronicities and magic, I think that's when that's the communication. I mean, we already said this, so it's another way of saying it. The communication of knowing, like, yes, this, I'm on the right track. It's like when you see, you know, communication is the green light, is the red light. It's all that stuff. But when you feel like this is weird, I am never, the fact that yesterday I just had to go get fabric spray paint because I had to spray paint my shoes. I was saying to my family, because I always send pictures of all these weird things that I create for no reason. And then I was like, all this because I have, you know, my tutu and my shoes. And I was like, all this for my audience of cats. I don't go anywhere. It's just for myself. But anyway, the point of being at, pardon me?
Oh, no, go.
Oh, just the fact that, like, yesterday I went down to Joanne's, which is like this huge, especially the big one, it's two stories. And I had found the paint. I was talking on the phone to my mom, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't really need anything else. And then as I got I got in the line, I was like, oh yeah, no, I totally need, what did I need? I needed needles for my sewing machine. So I'm like, oh, I'll go upstairs. And then I go upstairs, and it's huge of all places, because I can get lost in any fabric craft store. I'll convince myself I'm doing every project. I'm going to macrame a house. I don't know. It's always something. And then but I was in the quilting section, and there was all these like soft little squares. And I was like, I want to make a quilt. And I've never, not once, ever made a quilt. Never thought about that. And it was just so strange that yesterday, and they had all these little things. And I think your idea would be so cool, and to get us all, and like wherever you are in the world, we could all be part of this quilt. Like, how awesome is that? That's such a beautiful
thing. I think we should actually do a thing where we can actually turn this into something that somebody receives. Let's do like not a contest, because that kind of sounds like competition, but kind of a contest. Like, everybody write in their words or their symbols or something they would like to see, or they can even send us the part that they want. We can stitch it in. Maybe you wouldn't want to mail something that means something to you, a picture of something that means something to you. That would be amazing. The email says we could print it off. We could stitch it into things, because I know that even when I was at the museum, they took everything from hair, like hair locks, to baby's first blanket, little pieces, or from, oh, do you know what they did? They did a lot of soldiers' uniforms or a flag, the part of the flag. Like, well, I don't, wait, nobody be cutting up their country's flag. Hold on here. Watch what I'm recommending.
Just anything. I like the idea of pictures, too. Yeah. You could put pictures, because it can be easy. Like, if you want to send something, that's great. But, okay, this is amazing for so many multiple reasons. It's amazing because I love having crafty projects. So listeners here, please give me reasons to make more things. And this is actually for a purpose.
It is a purpose. Awesome. And I think what it means is, as a conscious community that we all are, and listening to this, we are turning what we're very conscious about, what means something to us, what we have a lot of value and hold in our heart, and we pull it all together, because the synergy of that vibration in that one quilt, maybe just, you know, small, maybe huge. Watch us end up making something that's like 300 feet. No, it's something that's really important that pulls together, because of vibration. Just like our 432 shift is not just 432 shift because we like 432. 432 is the hertz. It's a vibration. It's a very specific energy that holds everything, that heals the planet, that works the thing. So what we could do even, oh my gosh, now we can make this even more incredible. We could even host a sound bath all in 432 when we're done the quilt, so that it has that vibration just infused into it as well. So it could be the 432 quilt.
I love all of this.
The 432 ship quilt. Oh, I love it. 432 ship quilt.
I'm really excited about this quilt. It keeps getting another name, but I love this idea. I love this idea.
We like to rename things.
Yeah, we do. We do. And many names for businesses.
We do like to rename. But because I think the identification of things is so valuable. And just like when you're making a baby, before the baby's even here, you name it. You love it. It has so much energy. It is so welcomed into this. I know when I didn't have Lucy, my other cat, yet. She was already so, I didn't even know she existed. I was like, I already love her. Where is she? Let's create her, make her, find her. Let's do something. But I think
that is so true. About...
I'm thinking, cause pre-loving.
Pre-loving. No, but it's very, very true because obviously, like, when people are pregnant, they're not just like, you know what, I love this baby when it comes out. I'm not going to love it while it's in there. That's ridiculous. Like, you know, you love it from the minute you love that baby. But, I mean, you love it before it's even there. It's funny because I think it's funny that we're both telling cat stories about this. But I remember before we got Scott, Ben had already named Scott, and he was – so excited. I wish that had been videotaped. It was so cute. We were driving to go meet Scott, and Ben was honking and couldn't stop honking and yelling out the window, Scott, Scott.
We're coming for you.
So, he was so excited to meet him. And then we met Scott, and he was super awesome. And then we weren't allowed to have him because he had to go through other tests and stuff, so that we couldn't have him for a couple days. But it was very, very funny, that idea. Well, I mean, this has nothing really to do with community. Oh, no, it does, because you were saying we named stuff before we had it.
Well,
like,
you
it
know why, actually? It goes deeper. It actually goes deeper on communication. Are you ready for this? I'm going to take it to a whole new level here. This is where we have levity with our depth. Ben had so much love. He wanted to communicate it with the world by shouting out with the release of this love. He wanted to communicate with everybody. And so I love there's such an extreme between some people. I have some girlfriends or clients or things that, well, I'll be on the phone. If you try to coach somebody who doesn't speak, it's very tricky. Like, you know, you really have to find that here for those tiny little pauses or that uncomfortable moment where you might say something to them. Does that bother you when you do this or hear this, or like when you're coaching somebody, right? You have to hear the uncomfortability, the dissonance, or the connection. You have to hear when you're actually happy.
That's so...
Wait, so here, Ben. So Ben is like exploding. Oh, yeah. So that, yeah. And I want to hear what you say, because that is, we really need to, if we can be present in the now and aware of someone else's. Sometimes we're talking and they're like, oh my gosh, will you just stop? It's enough. There's too much. Or they'll be like, just give me more. I need a little bit more. So if we can be aware and really be, you know, and share that in turn of how we need to respond. Why did you think that was really neat? I want to hear your thing.
Because this is so interesting. Okay. As all our listeners know, Lisa and I are very enthusiastic, very excitable people, very like, oh yeah. And we communicate. I think it's why we're a good pair, because we communicate. We both, I think, require, and it's not like everyone's enthusiastic, but we get excited and fueled by all that. And like, yeah. And I mean, we both know people that are not like that. And I know, because I've always been very, I'm very emotive, very enthusiastic, very excited. And when people weren't like that, like, I've even had some friends, like, you give them a gift and they're like, oh, thank you. And like, I need to say thank you for about 17 days. And then I need to wear it every single day and then tell the person how much I like it and show pictures of how much I like. That's just, and I've been like that forever. But then some people are just like, oh, thank you. And it doesn't mean they don't like it any less. They do. It's just not their style or way of being. And what you said, because you're a coach, so you actually deal with clients doing that, like, sometimes in communication, the silence is just as important. I always say that when I'm teaching music. I was like, because, you know, kids want to hammer all over the piano and they're just making noise. And I was like, in music, silence is just as important as the noise, like the sound. You need the silence just as much as the sound. And that's in order for proper communication, especially dealing with your clients, or get, you know, we're never in a world with all people like us. That would be crazy. It would be insane if everybody was.
Oh my gosh!
But
you would be worn out.
No, we'd be like, oh, I'm exhausted. But when you have a world every day, we're interacting with different people, and when you really can listen and you see how that person how that person needs to be spoken to, and for you to understand them, to not be, okay, prime example, my brother on the phone. He's like, I'm like, yeah, tell him a million stories. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Yep. And like, it would be, and he's, but in person, he's not like that. And then sometimes if he's on a subject, he's great, but it's just knowing that about him, like, it's almost laughable. And for me, it doesn't matter if I'm on the phone or in person, like, doesn't matter, but it's just knowing that different people, it's not that he's mad or upset or anything like that. That's just his way on the phone.
Mm-hmm. It's good. His way. Yep. And, you know, we've actually talked about the painting that I very, 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 very first fell in love with of Mike Solomon's, and it's called Listen, yet the painting is her covering her ears, closing her eyes, her mouth is shut,
so good.
And it's just receiving from the heart. And that's why I still love, by the way, listeners, our very first name, I think we've shared this before, of our we'll call it company business because we keep changing everything, was transformation through vibration. And that's communication, the vibration, really. And that's why 432 Hertz, 432 Shift is so very, very important to us, because that is a way as we want to hear the, we want to hear the frequency of the message you want to communicate. And that's where the quote's coming from, right there.
Oh, that's a really good line. Can you say that again?
Nope, I cannot because I don't remember.
Oh, it's so good. Want to hear the frequency? That was good.
Message.
Oh, at least it's recorded.
The message that we want to communicate. I know, friend. God. I think I said this. Yeah, it's the frequency of the message that we want to communicate. And really, if that gets really big if you think about that. It's every day there's micro messages we want to communicate. Like, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. I need to eat. I got to get to work. I got to do this. But then there are really the deeper message, the message of a relationship. I know every time I was dating somebody, my dad would say, what is your common goal? Is there a common goal? And is it big enough that will keep you
so
together
great.
Working towards it? Because if you don't have a big enough common goal, a longevity common goal, like that's why I love the conscious community. The conscious community, we need a community because there's a lot of micro things and then multiple major ones. And that's the thing is if we didn't have a common ground that we need to communicate, oh my goodness! The commercials are very important though. I love them. Please listen to them and we will talk to you in just a few minutes. I get to value the commercial. I do. I love it.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
I think that was amazing about the conscious community message connecting. Just coming right on. I thought that was amazing. It always works out so perfectly.
I know. I love the commercials. And I love the manatee. I really want a manatee friend, but I don't want to take them away from manatee.
No, you have to visit him. You can have a pen pal. No, you cannot have a pen pal.
You can have a pen pal manatee. I'd love to see what he'd write me.
We can record him or her. Record the sound.
I've always loved manatees.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what you just, hey, what we just said there, talking about manatees, talking about communicating, and I was like, they could record it. Whale recordings. Communication right there. They have taken the whale recordings, first of all, and they've matched them to like classical music and that, again, back to the frequency of vibration. I'm really talking a lot about the meaning and the name of our site today, which is funny. But I think that when we're talking about coaching over the phone or something like that, or picking up, or just having a loving conversation, when kids are little and they hurt themselves, all they know how to say is, I'm hurt. And sometimes, you know, when they're just crying and they don't even, you're like, I don't understand. You just got to tell me where you got hurt so I can check it. Are you bleeding? Are you broken? But they just go, and they're so sad. And, you know, and you just have to kind of listen to or watch them where they're pointing, where they're at, like acting differently, and to find that, place that they need attention, where they need that love placed on them. And I think that's where people, you and I, ourselves, when we really look inward, say we've texted somebody like what you're saying, you're not getting something back, and you think, okay, is this about them or me? Do I really have the information from them that I do need? Is this something that I need to tell myself? Is this a conversation that I need to have? Do I need to communicate better with myself and heal it, love it, forgive it? You know, you mentioned that you used Ho'oponopono earlier in these situations.
I use it all the time to calm myself down.
To calm yourself down. And because you're communicating with yourself. So therefore you've...
Well, because that's one of my big fears. I mean, I've gotten a lot better at it, but it's been throughout my life a big fear. Because, you know, I'm very, very... honest. I speak whatever I'm thinking. And I've always been like that. And so a fear I've had at times is if someone, you know, took what I said right or all that, or right, quote unquote, right, whatever that means, but my intentions. And then what helped me as I've gotten older is that I realized I'm like, all I can control, I can't control how a message is going to be received, but I can control my intention. So now, no matter what I say, and actually, again, at least on our prime example of this, we constantly, there's lots of things that we have very, very different things about our life. And we say, like Lisa said, one of the greatest things, I sent her a picture and she goes, oh, I like that for you, because we like totally different things and it's really funny. But because our intention, and we're totally the same that way, like we'll be like, oh, that's nice, like our styles and everything is so different. But because our intention is always good, it's never to hurt the other person, that there's never any offense or any of that even taken, because that's a big thing. What I learned with communication is that I can only control my intention, and so I can't control someone else's reaction. And again, back to the silence thing, you and I are both very, very, like, again, excitable people when we have an opportunity to share, but then we also need, kind of like the silence, we both need time to retreat and be alone and have, I think that's the same in any communication. Like, you need to listen to the clues that someone's giving you, and that we all have different ways of operating. I mean, again, we could do 5 shows on this subject. It's a loaded subject. There's so many things touched, but
I think that goes to, I was just thinking about oversharing. I know that being in the many dating relationships and relationships that I've been in, I found out very intimately how one person needs something, another person doesn't. And if I've learned somebody really well and how to communicate with them, but then I bring that into the next relationship, whether it's friendships or anything, work relationship, we're all different. And one biggest lesson I do want to share is that I went the complete opposite. So the first thing was I overshared because they needed information. They really wanted information. They wanted details. They wanted that kind of stuff. So I really, oh, goodness knows I'm great at that. So, you know, from everything from, it was 8:40. No, it was 8:43. Let me correct. And then, you know, so you go to the spot and it's over and it's, they might need that. But the next person might say, goodness, I don't need to know all that. This is overwhelming me. This is too much. And so it was funny because I'd try to find a happy medium for me, because I'm very accommodating, I can do either, but I just learned something new, that when you just said, sometimes you would send a picture and I would reply, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful for you. I've learned that this is very necessary for me to add that, because recently I've been sharing with somebody that they're very excited about something. So I will say to them, that's awesome. That's beautiful. That's that. Well, now they actually think that I like it for me. So I've been receiving just different times where something for me. So there's such a fine, it's such a fine line of sharing and identifying and other things. But everyone needs to find the right
thing
place
to say.
For them.
Exactly. That's a beautiful way to say it. Find right place. Because I think, again, you know, we can only speak for our own experience. Again, like with Lisa and I using this as an example, we're very pretty clear and we're very different, but pretty clear. Like the other day I was like looking, I've become a very good shopper for Lisa because I think of things that she likes.
Awesome.
And,
awesome.
And, but it's just, it's not stuff that I would ever look for myself, but I know that, so that's a great part of communication because you're very clear what you like. And okay. Like I'm crazy about purple as I sit in my purple palace. And I get, like, because I think I'm so clear, I love every gift I ever receive, basically, because I'm pretty clear. And it's just, I think that's great because you're so right when you're like, oh, yeah, that's great, that's great. And then you start getting it, you're like, ooh, but I'm never going to use it. And you don't want to offend the person. It's just not, it's not your thing. So you don't want them wasting their time or money on a gift that might not be right for you. So, again, that goes down to communication. And I think that's, it's great to have individuality and not be the same. Like, I love it when you're like, I love that for you. Because you can, like, I think orange is a really pretty color. I look terrible in orange, and I don't have any orange very much in my life. So I wouldn't wear an orange sweater, but I could totally like an orange sweater on somebody else. It just doesn't look good on me. So it's
exactly.
Fine knowing that.
Yeah, and I think that's it's so funny. I think the first step in this, from this whole show, if everybody is looking for a shift in their life because they're not receiving the outcome that they want, let's take it back to there. Let's have everybody saying, okay, I don't like this part of my life. This isn't what I would wish for. This is what I'm hoping. Let's look at your communication. First of all, the awareness of the communication that you're having with yourself. And then once you can get clear and quiet and then start expressing it, let's look at how you're communicating with others. And what is the modality you're choosing? Is it in words? Is it in song? Is it in doing stuff? Is it in, oh my gosh, I have a friend who loves doing stuff for other people, serving, right? Like that's, you know, to be of service.
Because oh yeah, these are like the love
languages.
She can
languages. Put on, yeah. Oh my God, is that book, The Four Languages of Love?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, Magic Number Four.
Yeah,
oh,
because it's totally
book. It was so beautiful.
It's such a good book.
Yeah,
you understand people more.
I'm so glad you brought. Okay. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's
we need a whole other show here. On
Here's
this subject.
Oh, okay. We are recommending that book right now. I'm doing it. Four Languages of Love, or is it just The Languages of Love? Because I'll
I
tell
think
you that,
it's five languages
you are
of love.
Person,
oh, I gotta go look it up.
Five? Okay, so. Here's an example, everyone right now. If you're with someone and you so desperately just want them to give you a hug because you're feeling sad, but they wouldn't want a hug, they just want you to say nice words to them, this is something that you will never, you always go, why can't they just hug me? And the other person will say, why can't they just say something nice to me and show appreciation? Please, everybody, read this book because you will find out specifically
five love
like where, which part you're looking for. Five. Okay, five love. Sorry, say it again.
Five love languages. And there's a test. Yeah, five love languages. The five love languages.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know what? My friend Elaine actually gave that book to me. Now that I'm really thinking, I remember this. And she was so cute because she said, this would be great. And there's a little test in there, a little quiz, like a fun thing, like getting to know yourself. Everybody, this is a fantastic book to help you. This is a foundation book for communication, I think. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said that was like the best book you could have thought about. Great job.
I remember when I first did it, I said to my mom, I'm like, can you be all of them? Because I like all of them. I'm like, I like time. I like gifts. I love words. I love hugs. I like it all. But it's not to say you can't,
yes.
Like, it's not to say you don't, like, of course everybody loves it all, but, like, some people,
yes.
It's really good to know that about your partner. And it's good to know about it about family members or friends, too, because then you can give them
right.
What they need and they can do vice versa.
And what that really prevents, biggest thing ever, it prevents the assumptions and the story making. And here's a prime, I have enough time to say the story. When my mom was alive, she really, oh my gosh, this amazing woman, this mom who loved me so much, she just just wanted me to hug her. I am not a good huggy person. And we would be standing there and we'd have this fight and then it was resolved, but it didn't feel resolved because she needed a hug to have resolution. And I just needed to see her smile or be happy. I just wanted her to be happy. Then I was resolved. But she would stand there and I really couldn't. I had this barrier. And the more she asked for a hug, the more I got angry and we'd fight all over again. So if she could have understood. If she did, and if I could have just understood that that's really, you know, that's all she wanted. It wasn't, didn't mean anything else. It wasn't anything more. It wasn't controlling because I was looking at like, oh my God, you're putting me in prison with those arms, you know. But yes, you're gonna capture
me. We all see things so differently.
Exactly. So I just really, that's a really cool thing. So right now, oh, I love that. So the first thing we mentioned, if you want to have better, something manifest in your life or come to it, or you're having a real hard time with something that's going on in your life, let's look at the communication with self first. You can learn through the book or whatever, learn communication styles with somebody else, how you're performing at your workplace or whatever's going on, somewhere where you're having difficulty. Mm-hmm. I think that would be, oh, Michelle, that was such a great thing. I'm so excited you said that. And everybody, we want to make sure we're reminding you, we would love to hear. So go to our Facebook page, 432 Shift, on Facebook, or go to the website. We're going to put up a really fun new contest link there. But for now, let's get this quilt started because Christmas is so close.
Love this
and
quilt.
If you want to do this quilt, it's a Christmas
communication quilt.
Quilt.
I think it's important.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's
awesome.
A great.
I love that. Communication quilt. This is going to be the most beautiful thing ever. Okay, well, everybody, we're
oh, I'm so excited.
With that. Thanks for communicating with me, Michelle.
Yay, thank you, Lisa, and thank you, our listeners, for listening. We want to hear from you.
Bye, everybody. Next Monday, 1 p.m.
Bye. Yes. Bye.